I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature of 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. In previous segments over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been schooling us on the foundations of the inland economy as he prepares in coming segments to forecast the details of the economic performance this year in several of our region's major economic sectors. We have learned that the Inland Empire is the fastest growing region in California and that our economy has become more self-contained. Only one in five workers leave their homes in the Inland Empire to work outside the region. Most people who live in the IE work in the IE. We've also learned that a lack of education among adult-age workers is the biggest threat to our future prosperity. Only half of all workers in the Inland Empire have a high school education or more. And we've learned that there are region-wide efforts to improve education and training opportunities other than college to meet the needs of employers in our region. However, we've also learned that the Inland Empire's highest-paying jobs do require higher education. So now that we've reviewed some of the basics, let's get to the forecast for the Inland Empire's major economic sectors.
Looking at the specific sectors that are located in the Inland Empire, in many respects, the most important one is healthcare.
Really?
Healthcare is important because it's the best paying of our large sectors. It's our fourth largest sector, but is the best paying of the large sector. Mm. What drives it? What are the metrics that make it grow? I think the first one most recently has been the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Just to put it in numbers, in 2012, before it began to impact, we had 751,000 people that had no health insurance. In 2016, the most recent data, that was down to 336,000.
Wow, it's less than half.
It had dropped 55.2%. Hmm. The share of the population, 28.8% in 2012, is now 12.4%.
Without health insurance.
Without health insurance, went from 28.8% down to 12.4%.
Hmm.
So that increases the demand for healthcare workers. So therefore, it helps prepare the economy because mm-hmm. the money that finances a lot of that comes from the outside world.
Now, what about the future of the Affordable Care Act?
That's one of the questions when we look at the forecast, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
When we look at the next piece of the puzzle, which is what else drives it, we have a problem in the Inland Empire. We haven't got enough healthcare workers. Everybody knows this when they try and get an appointment to see their primary physician. In the state, the number of residents per healthcare worker is 26.6 people per healthcare worker. In the Inland Empire, it's 33.5 people per healthcare worker. Mm-hmm. So each healthcare worker essentially has to take care of 26% more people. Mm. So even without the demand that came from the Affordable Care Act coming into effect, you also need to expand the number of people working in healthcare just simply because of the fact that we've ended up trying to catch up with the state. It's one of the good things about having UC, our medical school, open here to help mm-hmm. with some of that, mm-hmm. Expansions at Lumberland University Medical Center, that sort of thing. So those two drivers, when we then look at what's going on with the sector, between 2011 and 2017, so that's at the bottom of the recession through now, 10.3% of all our growth was in the healthcare sector.
Huh.
It ranked, as I said, fourth. That created people with a median pay of $60,768, which is darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand, doctors and nurses tend to be way over that. But there's an awful lot of people working in healthcare who are not doctors and aren't nurses. Everybody from the back office people, whom we all hate because they bill us. But everybody that's, if you go to a desk, the person sitting there, person that holds your arm and walks you back to where you're going to have surgery, people that are doing sonography, doing MRIs, taking blood. When you take that whole group of people, 60,768, is the median.
The
it's
median,
darn good.
Right, yeah.
So looking ahead, what do we expect to see with health care? I'm forecasting 3,500 jobs in 2018. It was 37 in 2017.
You're forecasting 3,500 new jobs.
New jobs on top of what we currently have.
Okay.
Last year, it was up 37. The year before that, 44. The year before that, it was up 5,600.
Now, so healthcare is growing.
It's growing, but why did that growth slow down? And why am I forecasting only 3,500? And the answer is because the federal government keeps messing around with healthcare.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so what you've done is you've introduced into the thinking of healthcare providers that they're not sure what their revenues are going to be, because a lot of it is subject to what state policy does. So this is a case where what's going on in Washington is clearly hitting a key sector of most of the U.S. economy, but certainly of us here in the Inland Empire. So that's healthcare.
Next week, the forecast for the Inland Empire's biggest economic sector, logistics, warehousing, shipping, and fulfillment. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR.